Cupid, leave thy tyrannizing, thou art still new pains devising, pains too great for to be endured, past all hopes for to be cured, pains too great to be endured, past all hopes for to be cured. Take some pity of my anguish, mine, but how I sigh and languish. 'Tis your frowns my ruin tell me, and what fate by love befell me. 'Tis your frowns my ruin tell me, and what fate by love befell me. 'Twas the charms of conquering beauty that compelled me to this duty, which so strangely doth enslave me, that of sense it doth berave me, which so strangely doth enslave me, that of sense it doth berave me. 'Tis a most exceeding pity you should be so fair and pretty, yet so cruel to undo me, and not send one smile unto me, yet so cruel to undo me, and not send one smile unto me. Here I perish with desire, burning in an endless fire, sighing like one discontented, unregarded, unlamented, sighing like one discontented, unregarded, unlamented. Could I tell thee how I love thee, and respect thee none above thee, thou wouldst count my tongue to lavish, so with charms my heart to ravish, thou wouldst count my tongue to lavish, so with charms thy heart to ravish. Never was a soul so wounded, or a reason so confounded, as to cover its own ruin, hugging what is its undoing, as to covet its own ruin, hugging what is its undoing. But alas, it sore doth grieve me that mine eyes should so deceive me, thus to bring me to a fetter, love's a chain and 'tis no better, thus to bring me to a fetter, love's a chain and 'tis no better. You that are with joy surrounded, pity me with love so wounded, that I know not how to ease me, nothing else but death can please me, that I know not how to ease me, nothing else but death can please me. When the nymph heard him complaining of his passion strongly reigning, she was moved with grief to hear him, and resolved to get near him. She was moved with grief to hear him, and resolved to get near him. With a sigh and mournful wishes, she bestowed on him some kisses. Mourn no more, quoth she, forever, thee to please I will endeavor. Mourn no more, quoth she, forever, thee to please I will endeavor. She of whom thou stoodst in fear on, now will prove thy only dear one. In my arms I will embrace thee, in my bosom I will place thee, in my arms I will embrace thee, in my bosom I will place thee. It wounds my soul that I should grieve thee. Now I vow I ne'er'll leave thee. Then, my dearest, do not doubt me, for I cannot live without thee. Then, my dearest, do not doubt me, for I cannot live without thee.